This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, November 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. New Ag Chair on listening tour. UFW wins first card check election. Farm bill extension of the CR and new WOTUS lawsuits on the way. New Ag Chair tours devastation from infestations. Assembly member Esmeralda Soria will leave the Assembly Ag Committee when lawmakers gavel back in session in January, taking over from Speaker Robert Rivas. In the meantime, she is gaining insights from the industry. The Merced Democrat toured cotton fields decimated by Lyngus after heavy rains this year and heard about the subsequent financial hit to a cotton gin that, according to the Western Agricultural Processors Association, the Department of Pesticide Regulation did not grant an emergency exemption for use of the insecticide Transform to combat the Lyngus. Soria also toured an almond hauler to learn about navel orangeworm, cutting the season short for the operation at the loss of a month's wages for its employees. UFW runs first card check election. 5 months after lawmakers fast-tracked Governor Newsom's card check deal, United Farm Workers announced its first election victory using its new ballot collecting authority. Workers at the 250-employee Newman location of Demare Fresh Tomato Farms voted to unionize last week. UFW President Teresa Romero attended the victory party and saw the look of pride and hope in workers' eyes. I saw their excitement, she told UFW members in a statement. Now keep in mind, the Agricultural Labor Relations Board has yet to finalize its regulations on AB 2183. Staff expect to have a draft available for public comment later this month. USDA rolls out effort to boost competitiveness for specialty crops. The Agriculture Department has a lot of services, funding, and tools for specialty crop farmers, and including a new $100 million program to help producers sell their crops overseas, and the USDA wants to make sure that those farmers take advantage of them. At the word of Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres-Small, speaking to reporters on Thursday, USDA has launched a new website to corral all of its specialty crop programs and help producers decide which are best for them under the banner of its Specialty Crops Competitiveness Initiative, or SCCI. At the same time, USDA is reaching out to farmers and farm groups to ask them how the government can do more. The website will serve as, quote, a comprehensive guide to all available USDA resources that are relevant to the specialty crops industry, Torres Small said yesterday. And the webpage includes information on loans, grants, technical assistance, and much more. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farm bill extension at stake in funding battle. Leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees have reached agreement on a one-year farm bill extension, but its fate hinges on whether Congress can agree on a stopgap spending bill this year. The extension will ensure that commodity programs can operate normally in 2024, and it includes new funding for a series of smaller expired programs. But in a joint statement issued yesterday, the chairs and ranking members of the Ag Committees stressed that the extension, quote, is in no way a substitute for passing a new farm bill. They say they remain committed to working together to get it done next year. The extension, it's included in a continuing resolution that GOP leaders will try to push through the House this week. The House Rules Committee scheduled to meet this afternoon that to prepare the measure for floor debate. The CR will be the biggest test so far for new House Speaker Mike Johnson because it appears the measure will need at least some Democratic support. Some hardline GOP conservatives have denounced the bill because it won't require immediate cuts in spending. At least one Freedom Caucus member is angry about the Farm Bill extension. New WOTUS lawsuits to be filed today. Two dozen states, along with farm groups, will file an amended complaint today in North Dakota and in Texas, challenging the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers' recent rule attempting to comply with the Supreme Court Sackett ruling. Because many farm and other industry groups in North Dakota had already filed a case in Texas, a federal district judge in the North Dakota case limited their involvement to the North Dakota Farm Bureau and Cass County, Minnesota Farm Bureau. 24 states, though, are the lead plaintiffs. In the Southern District of Texas, the American Farm Bureau Federation and other trade associations to file an amended complaint along with the states of Texas and Idaho that according to the scheduling order. EPA, quote, is continuing to press its luck on what it wants to regulate. A lawyer for the groups, Tim Bishop, told members of the American Agriculture Law Association on Friday. Now, in background, the Biden administration's January rule is already enjoined in 27 states, but that litigation was paused pending the Sackett decision issued in May, and then while EPA and the Corps worked on regulations to conform to the court's ruling, which limits federal jurisdiction over waters using a continuous surface connection test. All questions on the table at FDA stakeholder event. Jim Jones, the Food and Ag Drug Administration's new Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods, he'll be the featured speaker today on a free webinar hosted by the Alliance for a Stronger FDA. Jones is just 2 months into the newly created job overseeing the Human Foods Program at FDA. Alliance Director Stephen Grossman says Jones will be asked about ongoing food safety and nutrition initiatives and urged, quote, to discuss his priorities and needs. Underfunding is a continuing concern, and we expect him to address that as well, Grossman says. The stakeholder community will be impressed with Jim Jones' command of a broad set of food safety and nutrition issues and programs, even while he's learning more about the FDA's challenges in human foods. That event is scheduled for today at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Well, here's today's He Said It. If California's water problems continue to go unaddressed, the entire nation's food supply is at risk. That GOP Representative David Valadao urging the Senate to pass his water legislation in a spending bill the House passed last month. The provisions would raise Shasta Dam, extend federal water infrastructure funding, and lock in Trump-era biological opinions for Delta smelt. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, November 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.